Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
This is a film that explores a really interesting perspective on Filipino life. In particular, were you interested in exploring the central role that faith plays in the Philippines?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to extract faith from the Filipino experience in so many ways because it is such a Catholic country. It's the most Catholic country in Asia. But even like before that, there is thousands and thousands of years of pre-colonial wisdom that existed in the land as well. And I think the thing that you'll find about the Philippines, which is really interesting, is it's like in Tagalog, like the major language itself, and in all of the different dialects, there's like space for spirits. Like one way that I like to describe it is like, you know, if you're walking in the forest and you walk off a path, you often out of habit say tabi tabi po, which kind of translates to you addressing the little spirits on the ground and asking them to like excuse you for walking off the path so that they get out of the way so you can walk there. And stuff like that is just in the language in the Philippines, and it's not considered weird or even spiritual. It's just in the language. When telling any story of the Philippines, it's difficult to extract the faith of it all. And so naturally, I kind of ended up diving into it rather than going the other way.
So the central character is a fascinating protagonist. She's called upon in the devotion of her role to often be in the presence of people in their most difficult parts of their life. This character really rings true to many people I know in the Philippines. And you know, can you tell us a little bit about this character, Sister Yanda?
Yeah, she was kind of a difficult character to write in the sense that like when doing characterization work in film school and like reading other screenplays, to write a complex character, they can't be too good. They also have to be like a little bit evil. I think with this character, I was like, I hand on my heart can say that I do know people like this, like Sister Yolanda in my real life, those really pious, kind people who aren't kind like in a passive way. There's like this strength to their optimism and kindness that is less so depicted on screens and is a character that I find really complex because this character is almost like the embodiment of like this kind of original Catholic grace, just like the actual pure kindness that maybe even understands that people are taking advantage of that kindness around her, but allows them to do it because it's her version of grace and kindness. To me, yeah, this character is a reflection of a lot of people in my life, but I think is really the embodiment of what I thought Catholicism was as a child before becoming older and realizing how politics becomes intertwined with it.
Yeah, that's what I really like about the film is there's a real sincerity about the main character. While she lives in an institution that has quite an unworldly aspect to it, and that it can be very much locked away, she always comes across as a real empathetic kind of figure, concerned about the people around her. I was wondering how you're able to ensure that as a character, she never became a caricature. Like, it always feels like she's very genuine.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's a great question. I think there are so many times that like naturally in like screenwriting, being someone who watches so many films, it's like I feel my pen going to, well, my keyboard going to like make the character do something that doesn't feel right, but makes sense in the context of a film. But there was a lot of restraint. And a lot of that goes back to remembering that this is a real character. And while it can feel like a caricature in a way to be leaning so deeply into how kind she is, I think naturally I would call on the people in my life that kind of remind me of her. It's funny, it's around the time that I was making the film, the Mike Lee film Hard Truths came out. I'm not sure if you saw like I really consider that character to be like the antithesis of this. It's like she was a character that was like just so like complex in like how like grouchy she was that I was like, this character, I could see the world that the opposite of that character could exist in my film.
In this film, the turning point happens when her faith is tested, when she's called upon to give final blessings to a construction worker who's died from a workplace accident. And she soon realizes that Mrs. Dela Cruz may have been responsible for this death. And she even tells Rolanda, well, what is one sin if so many people will benefit? I was thinking a lot of this sort of reminded me of a lot of the contemporary Filipino politics. There's been the stories about the maladministration of the flood control in the Philippines. Yeah. Were you interested in looking at how someone may not be aware of sort of some of the endemic corruption that exists in Philippines?
Yeah, I think it's like when you exist at that like echelon of like Filipino life, you really do exist in like a bubble where the Philippines is statistically the most climate vulnerable country in the whole world. And so when we're talking about things like floods and hurricanes, that is very much a thing that disproportionately affects the lower classes. And I think the character of Linda Dela Cruz to me is somewhat, she's again, that's another character that I know in my life and another person that I've encountered so much. And I think, you know, when talking about the Philippines and the way that religion becomes intertwined with politics, and the way that then, like, there becomes this layer of like who gets access to God and who gets access to like safety. Really interesting question. And in the Philippines, in our release of the film, proceeds from our screening actually go to watershed protections of the Philippines in a particular area that protects Manila from flooding. So that was something that was at the forefront of my mind when writing the film, and also trying to wonder how the film can exist beyond the screen into helping the communities that we're depicting.
This is definitely a film that should be seen on the big screen. You've obviously gone to a lot of effort visually. I mean, all the twilight scene, lit by candles and lanterns. They almost sort of remind me of sort of classic Kubrick in that the beautiful sort of in the layering of lighting. It has sort of painterly quality. And then there's also you use the Filipino mountainside and the rice field to great effect. Tell a little bit about your visual approach, just the cinematography.
With our cinematography, I think we had to make a decision early on about the fact that this film is very much from the perspective of a nun. And if it's going to be from the perspective of this like older, graceful character, all of our inclination to film things as young filmmakers kind of go out the window a little bit, because it's just not the way that this character would see the world. So when we kind of stripped things back and really restrained the cinematography, we thought a little bit wider about shooting the scenes in as little coverage as possible. Like, in most of our scenes, we honestly recorded the entire thing from one angle. Maybe we'd get a something slightly closer for safety at the end, but we really just wanted to like perfect all of those long, wide scenes. And a lot of my actors came from a theater background, and there's two reasons for shooting everything so wide, is that like I always wanted my characters to exist within the context of the landscape around them, or like the stony convents around them. But I also wanted to give my actors their body language to be able to perform with as well. And obviously it's like the classic thing in like the cinematic language, is that like as the scene gets more emotional and intimate, the camera gets in closer and closer. And we kind of did the opposite and went wider and wider, because I wanted to give my characters, like, they might be saying something, it might be emotional in one way, but their body could be telling us something differently. And I think that complexity was really important for me to preserve.
So starring as Sister Yolanda, you have veteran actress Ruby Ruiz, who is a major film and TV star in the Philippines. What was it like working with her? She gives a really amazing performance.
Yeah, she was an incredible performance. It was really an honor to be able to work with Ruby. I didn't realize this like until after we casted her, but she's actually an acting coach on top of being an actor. And for me, coming from a background of photography, I have a lot of experience in directing talent, but like I have experience in directing them for like a single image, not for like an entire 2-hour story. And so working with Ruby was just the best experience ever, because I could very candidly ask her, am I over directing, am I under directing, am I giving you enough notes, am I leading you in the right direction without telling you exactly what to do? And I think that there is such a nuance in the way that I wanted to approach that. And it was just the biggest blessing to have her, because she was teaching me so much throughout the process of making the film, and has taught me lessons that I'm going to be bringing into every project for the rest of my life, I'm sure.
Even in the performance, like as the film develops, you realize that physically that while it's never explicit that she's physically ailing herself, and that's a really interesting thing that the actors are able to bring to that role.
Again, because she's got this background in theater, she really knows how to perform in so many different ways. And she's also done the big soap operas in the Philippines, which require the most melodramatic, over-the-top performances. But then she also did the series Expats with Nicole Kidman. And in that, like, she had to restrain a lot of those soap opera inclinations as an actor to get something that's a lot more subtle. And being able to work with that range was incredible. And I think you can see that in the way that she performs, in the way that she carries her body. There is really small things that she does about the way that she walks, or the way she wipes her face, and the times that she might cough, that like you slowly realize that like the layers and the complexities of her performance as it goes along.
What is interesting is this has both got funding from Australia and the Philippines. But it's great to see Australian funding films set in our regional neighbourhood. Was this a challenge to get Screen Australia support?
It was and it wasn't. I think we had the enthusiasm from Screen Australia from the beginning because they were so excited that we're trying something so ambitious. At the same time, I think there was an air of like, God, you're first-time filmmakers. I don't know if you're going to be able to make this work. But that's really where like, the help of our executive producers and our really incredible team of producers in the Philippines were really able to help us. We don't have a co-production treaty, Australia with the Philippines. So getting funded by both governments wasn't something that had been done before. And while that was scary, in some ways, it also actually did open a lot of avenues in us being able to control the way that we wanted the film to be able to come together. And also the film then became kind of like this diplomatic thing for me to be able to do of like, you know, we're speaking to the embassies in the Philippines and the like Philippine embassy in Australia and being able to include them in the process of the filmmaking and being able to get their help. The film kind of became a channel for the two countries to be able to resonate and harmonize with each other. So it was a real blessing being able to bring the government funding bodies together.
Tell us a little bit about where this was shot. Was this shot in Northern Philippines? Would that be correct?
Yeah. So it was a shot in the Rizal region, which is it's like 2 hours to the east of Manila. And then we had a lot of scenes as well shot far up in the north in the Ilocos Sur region called La Union. Originally, our intention was to shoot the entire thing further up north, but the logistics of getting camera equipment out there when we're also trying to juggle things like insurance doesn't make that easy. But the region we end up shooting in Rizal was incredible. And I think it's thinking about telling a story like of the Philippines and what that means for me as an Australian Filipino director. It's like so many people's impression of the Philippines, especially from Australia, it's like, you know, it's just beaches and it's like the rainforest. And my experience of the Philippines and like where my family comes from is like the misty mountains where you don't expect to see pine trees, but there's pine trees and like just, it's a really unique landscape. And I think shooting where we did really diversifies people's idea of the Philippines.
So were you influenced by any particular filmmakers? Was there any sort of Filipino filmmakers, Lav Diaz or Leonina Mocha?
Yeah, of course, Lav Diaz. Yeah, it's impossible to talk about my film without talking about him because he's really paved the way for Filipino filmmaking and has also completely deconstructed my concept of like duration and time in cinema, as I think he has for so many filmmakers around the world. Yeah, Lav Diaz was a really big inspiration for me. I think one thing that I really enjoy about his films, in particular Norte, is that was an adaptation of a Dostoevsky novel, but into the context of the Philippines. And for me, a lot of my inspiration comes from a lot of like classic novels. And I had a similar approach in making First Light of, I think a lot of the inspiration into the screenwriting really came from literature in the same way that I've been able to see Lav Diaz translate. But of course, on top of him, there's so many filmmakers that have inspired this film, like Robert Bresson in the approach of trying to be restrained as much as possible. And his film Diary of a Country Priest was a really big inspiration for what I was trying to capture with like a sense of grace. And Andrei Tarkovsky is a really big influence visually. But yeah, I think that's the pleasure of being able to write a film is that period where I'm writing the film and it's just me alone in a house is actually just me watching nonstop films on like repeat and just really trying to let the language of these masters enter my subconscious when I'm writing.